You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. This is the time of year when we spend quality time with our grills for family cookouts. Commentator Gary Borders has a book selection today that seeks to deepen our knowledge about barbecue and how it's prepared across the Deep South. For better or for worse, this might influence your lunch choice today.
Kansas Country newspaper editor William Allen White once observed, "There are three things no one can do to the entire satisfaction of anyone else. Make love, poke the fire, and edit the newspaper." As a longtime veteran of the latter profession, I can attest there was always a long line of folks who were convinced that given the chance, they could have done a far better job than me newspaper editing, and I'm sure more than a few indeed could have. To those three activities to which all men profess superiority, here below the Mason-Dixon line I would add a fourth category, and that's cooking barbecue. Those who do not actually smoke their own brisket or ribs, pork loin or poultry, still generally have strong opinions on where to go when one has a hankering for the national meat of the South. I have my own favorites as well, although I keep an open mind. I rarely miss a chance to stop at Louis Mueller's and Taylor if headed to or from Austin. An acquaintance recently invited me to sample Miller's Barbecue in Belton, which is housed in the same building as his newspaper office, as his treat. It would not do my generally cardiac-healthy diet any good whatsoever to have my place of employment in the same building as a barbecue joint that made Texas Monthly's top 50 barbecue places in the world, as did Miller's Barbecue. Louis Mueller did as well, no surprise there. The closest East Texas establishment on the list is Bob's Barbecue in Henderson. The list, of course, leaves plenty of room for bitter argument for those left out. My friend Rufus Lovett is a noted photographer and teacher. Rufus and food writer Rob Walsh recently published a book called Barbecue Crossroads, Notes and Recipes from a Southern Odyssey. He and Walsh spent a year and a half traveling the South seeking the masters of the pit, those who still smoke meat the old-fashioned way. They weren't looking to create another list of the best ofs, but to capture the classic ways barbecue is cooked in the different regions of Dixie. In the Carolinas, barbecue means pork, while in East Texas, it invariably is defined as brisket. I recently ate at the other famous barbecue place in Taylor. The meat isn't as good as Louis Mueller's, but the ambiance can't be matched. Taylor Cafe is in a largely sheet metal building painted red, down on Main Street under the overpass and hard by the railroad tracks. Wenzel Maris opened this barbecue joint in 1946. He'll turn 90 this year and he's still at work, though I didn't see him on this day. The Taylor Cafe has two front doors from the days when blacks and whites entered from different portals and sat on opposite sides of the bar that separates the two dining rooms. On the day I ate lunch there, the only black man eating lunch was eating on the black side of the cafe, though the days of segregation are long over. Old habits are hard to break. Rufus has a few photographs of the place in Barbecue Crossroads, including one of Wenzel Maris. Included in the book are more than 75 recipes that, along with Lovett's fine photographs and Walsh's detailed descriptions of their many gut-busting meals, will leave you salivating for more. Ever wondered how to prepare beer joint sausage or chest pie? How about Baby J's Palestine brisket? You can find out in Barbecue Crossroads. If you love barbecue, and especially if you fancy yourself to be a weekend pit master with a rig out back, pick up a copy of Barbecue Crossroads. The combination of fine photographs, a compelling road trip, and mouth-watering recipes is a winner.
Commentator Gary Borders is an East Texas writer and a fan of barbecue. You can send him your favorite recipe at borders@redriverradio.org. You can find his work at garyborders.com.